Blog Talk Radio.
Continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando and the surrounding areas. I am so glad to be with you today. Yes, I am, even though this is a rather chilly day. Yes, it is. The sun is peeking through. Yes, it is. But it's still a very chilly day. So prepare yourselves today, okay? And listen, we're going to warm you up. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're going to warm you up between me and Sister Diane. We're going to really get you started, yes. And we want you to know the first thing to do today is to love. Love somebody that don't love you. Now, that's when it's very important to love somebody that don't love you, either that don't act like they love you, because this is the right day to do it, because it's chilly day, and chilly emotions are flying too. Bless God. God is good to us. Isn't he good to you? I know he is. Yes, he sent you my way. Yes, he sent you my way, and you are a blessing to me. You, and you are a blessing to me, and I trust that we are a blessing to you also. That something is said to help you continue on, all right? Just remember now, we love you. We really, really do. Now give us a call at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. And don't forget to punch the little one, you know, so we can get in contact with you. Because you know why? We love you. We love to have a little reaction from you, you know. We say something, hello, I love you, or goodbye, or whatever. And go on about your business, because we just want to hear the sound of your voice. You know, that shows us that you do care somewhat. You do care. Now, I didn't want you to give me all your love now. Just to let me know you care some. That is very encouraging, okay? All right, now, here is Sister Diana. You listen, you don't get your name called, that's because you ain't called us. And give Diane or whoever you have number, so we'll know that you want prayer. Your family, friends, enemy, anybody, whoever you want prayer for, okay? Call now, 347-857-3925 is the number to dial today. All right, here is Sister Diane.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. You are King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. We say thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, giving us this day, Lord, Father God, a day that wasn't promised to us, O God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your goodness and your mercy. Heavenly Father, as I come before you, Lord Father, Father, we ask you for forgiveness, Lord Father, and all those that we're praying for. Father, forgiveness of our sin right now, Lord Father, in our thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, Father, to get it right, Lord, Father God, one more time, Lord, Father. Father, knowing, Lord, Father, we don't know the day, the time, nor the hour, Lord, Father. So, Father, we thank you. We glorify and we magnify you. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list right now, Lord, Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord, Father, what they're in need of. And, Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord, Father, for answering prayers, Lord, Father. We thank you for those, Lord, Father, that you have already healed, Lord, Father, set free, Lord, Father, have jobs, Lord, Father, have homes right now, Lord, Father. Father, they turned around, their loved ones turn around serving you, Lord, Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, look upon those, Lord, Father, that still need you right now, Lord, Father. Father, those, Lord, Father, that are struggling right now, Lord, Father, look upon them right now, Lord, Father. Have mercy right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Elise Barnes, Lord, Father. Father, we pray right now for her mind right now, Lord, Father. Touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Now in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood right now, Lord, Father, for you said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Lord, Father, knowing, oh God, that the war begins in the mind, Lord, Father. We plead the blood right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. Father, touch those that are around her right now, Lord, Father God. Let them call upon your name like never before, Lord, Father. Bring him back, Lord, Father, Elise, right now in the name of Jesus. And we call it done right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Sandra right now, Lord, Father. Father, we send forth healing right now to her body right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. You say healing is the children's bread, Lord, Father. So, Father, let her eat of that bread right now in the name of Jesus. Let her call forth healing, Lord, trusting and believing, Lord, Father God, that you are that healer, Lord, in this time, right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Tori, Lord, Father. Touch him right now, Lord, Father. Father, we pray, Lord, Father God, that he seek you like never before, Lord, Father, calling upon you, Lord, Father. Father, touch his body with this COVID right now, Lord, Father, as we speak healing, Lord, Father. All those, Lord, Father God, that have COVID right now, we speak to the immune system right now, Lord, Father. And we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And canceling every side effect, Lord, Father God, from it right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we know, Lord, Father, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Howard Jones right now, Lord, Father, and Barbara right now, Lord, Father, those, Lord, Father, that have cancer right now, Lord, Father. Father, you know, Lord, Father God, where they have this cancer, Lord, Father, but we know you're bigger than that, Lord. Father, touch their bodies right now, Lord, Father. Father, give them peace in their minds, in their hearts, Lord, Father, as you continue to touch them. And we say, let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Touch them right now, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, if they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, Father, we ask that you place someone in their path right now, Lord, Father. Father, to guide them and lead them, Lord, Father God, to you right now, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, that you're a merciful and loving God, and you're a God of many chances, Lord. All we have to do is repent, trusting and believing, Lord, Father, in you, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you right now, Lord.
Heavenly Father, touch Chanel right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch the car dealerships right now, Lord Father. Let her go, Lord Father, to the right one, Lord Father, that she may have no complications, Lord Father. And Father, have your way, Lord Father, in her right now in the name of Jesus. If she don't know you, Lord Father, as her Lord and Savior, Lord Father, let her trust and believe, Lord Father, in you, Lord Father, and accept you as her Lord and Savior right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, you say all we have to do is repent and invite you into our hearts right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue, Lord Father, to touch Miss McGriff right now, Lord Father. Touch her stomach area right now as we speak healing right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for reducing, Lord Father, that swelling in her arm, Lord. Father, where they put that IV in wrong, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for all that you're doing, all that you have done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing Chaney through those surgeries right now, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, she is on the road to recovery, Lord Father. We ask you to continue to touch her body. Give her strength right now, Lord Father. Father, as she continue, Lord Father, to rest in you, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for save journey home right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. Touch our listeners that are listening right now, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for making ways out of no ways, Lord Father. We thank you right now for every debt being paid in full right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Every bill being paid in full, Lord Father. We thank you for making provision right now, Lord Father. We thank you for being that burden bearer for them, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for being that friend, that mother, that father for them right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for being that comforter right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, continue to give them strength, Lord Father. Father, plead the blood of Jesus over them right now when they're going out and they're coming in right now, Lord. Father, as they're on their jobs, Father, shield and protect them, Lord Father, from this virus, Lord Father, any sickness, Lord, any disease, Lord Father. Father God, any crazy person, Lord Father God, that would try to enter into where they work, we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, sealing their jobs under the blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. Oh, Father, cover this broadcast under the blood right now, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have free reign on this broadcast today. We thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the testimonies, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for the prayer requests, Lord Father. We thank you right now, O God, for those, Lord Father, who feel not ashamed, Lord Father, to accept you, Lord Father, as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. Touch hearts today. Break up that stony heart right now, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, give us the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word coming forth, Lord Father. Decrease my apostle, O God, as you increase in her. Have your way right now, Holy Spirit. Use her in a mighty and a special way as that word come forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Now, you heard the prayer. Get your prayer requests in at 347-857-3925. If you need somebody that we should be praying for, we will pray for them continually. Praise God. And we will like to know, are they better? Are they doing much better or something? So that we know how to continue to pray. All right? We don't just pray and leave it at that. We try to find out, have they recovered, and then we'll take them off the prayer list and put somebody else on. All right, amen, praise God. We want to get the job done, okay? We're not here for form or fashion, all right? We're not here to put it in the newspaper or anywhere. All we're doing is just asking you to let us pray for whoever. You have a person that's in need. Children may be in need, okay? Because believe me, the children are in danger today, and they need prayer. Amen. Just give us a call, okay? All right. Let me give you a quick word here. Today, amen, crisis, like sudden rainstorms, can help or hinder, enrich or engulf, depending on whether or not we have properly prepared for them. Crisis, like sudden rainstorms, can help or hinder, enrich or engulf, depending on whether or not we have properly prepared for them. Have you prepared for crisis? You're never prepared for a crisis, are you? It just come all of a sudden like a rain, a sudden bit of rain, you know. And it's like, have you ever watched the rain, rain in just one spot? That is an awesome something to see. It's watching the rain just in one spot. You know, and I say, man, God is awesome, isn't he? How awesome he is. And you ever seen the wind do the same thing? It's like a whirlwind right in the middle of the street.
Yep.
And it's no place else.
Yep.
And it's got a whole lot of trash and everything all up in that little whirlwind. And just like it came, it went. You tell me we don't serve an awesome God. He's always showing his wondrous works. And you want to say God is not real. What's wrong with you? You must don't have eyes to see or ears to hear. My God. You know, praise God, I thank God for being here. We thank God for Sister Diane here today. Praise God. And we thank God for you, and you on the other end. And we trust that you are listening attentively. We thank God for it, and we trust that something will be said to help you, because these are times that you need some help. Now, I know you got plenty of money in the bank, and you got all these friends and all this family. Your family love you, too. So you ain't got no crisis. You ain't got no problem, right? Praise God. I beg the difference. Praise God. Everybody got a problem. You know why? Because they're in this pandemic situation.
Amen.
So we all got a problem. My, praise God. But we do thank God for you. We thank God for being here. Now, I'm going to try to relay a little something. You know, you can call when you get ready. You got something to say? Okay, but don't get out of white. Don't get like some people we know. Okay? Because we will just turn you off. All right? Praise the Lord. But you can talk sensibly, and you can disagree if that's what you want to do. You can disagree. But don't get disagreeable. Okay? You can disagree, but don't get disagreeable. All right? Because we can all talk like we got sense. And you ain't nothing to say you agree with everything. Is that right?
Amen.
Now, do you want everybody to agree with everything you say? See, everybody don't agree with what you say. Everybody don't like what you say.
Everybody don't like what I say. And I'll be a dummy if I think they do. Mm-hmm. I make some people jalapeno mad. You know? I make some people mad. Yes, they get mad. All right? Well, that's okay. You'll be fine. Okay? You'll be fine. You'll be real fine. Amen. But if I'm speaking the truth, it's the truth. Okay? I'm not going to lie on you, it, or nobody else. And I'm going to lie on myself. I don't want to pretend nothing to you. You say, "What you? Why are you talking like that? Is that you preaching?" Well, y'all call it preaching anyway. You call it, "What, you preaching on me?" I'm just stating a fact. You call preaching a fact, right? So I'm stating a fact. See, we get like that, you know. You done heard people say that. I hear people say that, "Oh, you preaching on me." Well, I don't know nothing about you, really. So how can I be preaching on me, personally be preaching on you? That means God preaching on you, right? Okay, I got it. I got it. I'm getting it. See, understanding. Always get a clear understanding of things. And you'll find this person here, I like to try to break it down to its commonest denominator, so that you can understand. I hate when people give me stuff that I don't understand. When they get too high, you know, they want to show their intellect. And God ain't about your intellect. Do you understand that? He about your holiness. Are you holy? Are you righteous? Okay. Amen. Praise God. I done chatted some with you. Amen. Just please by the fireside because it's kind of chilly. You ought to be by the fireside right about now, right? You got a fireplace and you got it on? Mm-hmm. All right. Let us start. We, you know, on Bible Talk, you know, we was in Psalms 56 and 57. Amen. And to me, it's good for these times so that you can understand a few things. Most people want to know why. Well, you're not in a position really to find out why if you don't know God, if you don't know Jesus. Okay? So, I'm not going to tell you exactly why you are in the predicament you're in. I haven't sat down and talked to you. I haven't counseled you or anything in any matters. So, I can't tell you your why. See? I can't tell you why. Each person has a why. Why is this happening to me? Why is that happening to me? Everybody has their own why. You see? Okay, just thought I'd leave that with you. Bit of wisdom to you today. All right, let's start. We're going to start the 55th Psalms. And, you know, I go through the chapter and find out so many things to meet the needs for today. You hear what I say? The needs for today. Because each hour, each time a speaker speak, a preacher preach, or however you want to say it, God supply a word for the hour that you need it. And you get mad, or you don't like the word or whatever. It don't matter that you don't like it. God knows what each person needs. And I've tried to explain to people this. When you read the gospel, especially when you read the gospel, you can find the same thread running through the Old Testament also. When the preacher or whoever's talking, the writer, it's not standing on one subject, is it? When you read the New Testament especially, Jesus began to teach. He was teaching, and he was going, and he wasn't standing on one thing all the whole time he was talking to these people, teaching these people. Because there was a whole lot of people there with all kinds of needs, situations they were in, sins they were doing. He was covering everything. Do you get it? See? But we today think, well, you got to stay on this subject here. Well, if you're an expert on that subject, stay on it. If you're expert on it, you know. But then those are the people that's going to listen to you, those who let you stand with that subject. Because that's all you know and that's all you can give them. Okay? Well, anyway, praise God. We will start with here. He says, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Now is praying time. And I've said to many people that it is praying time now. You know, some of I'll pray tomorrow, I'll pray next week, you know, I'll pray at 9 o'clock, 6 o'clock, or whatever your time is and all this. It's praying time now. You need God to hear you now. Our world is in a situation that everybody need to find out how to pray. If they don't know how to pray, just talk to acknowledge the fact that there is a God and that you need him. That's hard for people that don't believe in God. They don't believe in God. They are not going to say anything of the kind. They ain't going to say they need no help. They're not going to say, oh, God. See, that they're not going to call it. Hear. They're not going to ask God to hear their prayer. Those of you that know God will ask God, hear my prayer. Give an ear me, hear my prayer, Lord. I'm praying and I want you to turn your ear to me now. I need it. I'm putting my petitions and my supplications before you. I need help. Now I heard you can tell God that. I heard that if I trust you, you will move. Listen. You're still asking God. Hear the psalmist is asking God. He said, attend to me and hear me. I mourn in my compliment and make a noise. Hey, I'm talking here now, and I'm finna make some noise. What kind of noise are you fixing to make, huh? You been start some crying, ain't you? Come on now. You know, that's making noise, right? And he say, and make a noise. He gonna make a noise. Now, think about it. If it's written in this book and this person is saying that they about to make some noise, because I want you to hear me, what are you doing? How are you getting God's attention? Are you being extremely quiet? You're not going to utter a voice? Come on, think about it now. This is what he said. Because of the voice of the enemy. Listen. Now, we in this situation now, we, the world. because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppressions of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. Now, you know you are much hated because you're a Christian. How many people are happy that the church is closed? They feel like they can stop things, right? They can stop God's progress. Well, they say that to themselves and to other people, but they don't know God. Their little voice that they have, trying to sound like a roaring lion, you know, the Bible say, as a roaring lion, he's just trying to sound like the lion. Make you scared. Bring oppression on you. Are you going to allow him to do that to you? Have you forgotten that God said that you are to trust him? And if I'm going to say nothing else today, I'm going to say trust God beyond a shadow of a doubt. You don't have nobody else you can trust. You can't trust the political arena. You can't trust the religious arena. You can't trust nothing and nobody. Did you hear what I'm saying? The only person you can trust is God. I know you say, but I can't see God. Yes, you can. You have four eyes. I'm not talking about those that wear eyeglasses either. You have two natural eyes and you got two spiritual eyes. He has anointed you with some spiritual eyesight. But because you allow your eyesight to be cloudy, for the fog to come in and cover it, where you cannot see what God is really doing, and you are allowing the enemy to step in and throw sand in there with the fog. This is what you're doing. You are afraid to trust God. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you are afraid to trust God, a God that you can't see. You want to see something. Listen, you got a president you can see. Well, ex-president you can see. Do you trust him? Do you trust? Hey, we got one half of people here. I don't trust Democrats. Other than Holland, I don't trust the, what's some other things? Republicans. You got somebody you don't trust, you say. You ain't put God in there. Do you trust him? He made all these people, no matter what you want to call them. They do what he say do. Think they doing it on their own. But they have to be controlled. They are being controlled by the Lord Jesus Christ because they cannot do anything without him. They can't even do the evil they do without God. Did you know that? They can't do it. See? Listen. They got the devil got to ask permission. See? To do what he do. He don't just do it just out of doing it. He made for that kind of stuff because God made him to do what? Destroy. That's what he made him to do, kill, steal, and destroy. And he good at both, for all three of them. Very good at it. He's an expert at it. But God gave him some time limit to do things, to do these things, to hurt, disillusion you. To make you mistrust God. the God that he knows is going to end his life of what he's doing to people and going to pay, going to be paid dearly for it. You don't want to be with him when he, when these things happen, do you? Wouldn't you rather turn around today and trust God? Say, hear my prayer today, God. I'm going to get on your side. I want to get on your side, God. Come on now. Ask that. Ask him. The devil and all his wicked cohorts. And you know when you said that you were a child of God, that he put a mark on you, that we going to go after him to destroy him and make you take back the words that you say. You're a child of God.
Come on now.
You know that. That's why you got to pray often. That's why you got to pray every day and trust God when you pray that he will believe you. No matter, he don't play fair. The devil don't play fair. I know y'all think God ain't fair because, oh, he blessing them over there. But why is he blessing them over there? Because they've surrendered to him. They listen to him. They trust him. This is why these songs is put here, so that you can trust him. You can cry. Listen how the psalmist say. Listen how he say. My heart is so pained within me, and the terrors of death are falling upon me. Violence is everywhere, isn't it? You don't know when it will attack your place, wherever you are. He's crying out to God. Filthiness and trembling are come upon me. Horror had overwhelmed me. How many people you know today that is feeling that way? Are you one of them that's going through that? Fearful, trembling, all these things that come upon you. That's why you need to pray when you leave your house. Pray wherever you go. Pray for your car. Pray for your children. Pray for when you go to the grocery store, to the bank, to the wherever you go, have to do business. You need to be praying the entire time. Pray when you get in your car. Pray for to see who is around in wherever you have to go. The wickedness, the evilness is upon you. It come upon you to swipe you out, every one of us out, not just you, me too. He want to wipe me out and you too. And this is what the writer said. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. But then would I fly away and be at rest. You want to fly away now, don't you? You say, Lord, is the rapture coming yet? Come on, God, and take me out of here. You want to take you out of here. You know, with the pre-tribs and the post-tribs and the, all them tribs they would think about, we going to escape. We going to do this. We ain't going to be here. God going to take his saints out. Are you still here? Think about it now. You still here, aren't you? Don't you count yourself as the righteousness of Christ, God in Christ Jesus? Don't you think you're righteous today? Did you escape yet? And it's promised to get worse? Some people are gone on. God has taken them out already. But you're still here. Are you crying now, Lord? Give me some wings so I can fly away. You singing that song, I'll fly away, aren't you? It's what he said. Oh, that I had wings like a dove. But But then when I fly away and be at rest. Right now, there is no rest in the land. We can't say Chronicles anymore. Everybody been reading that Chronicles, ain't worked. Nothing for them, did it? Still here. Why? Because sin has abound. But the Bible say where grace do more abound. You know, grace is going to cover it all. But right now, pains of sorrow is within you. Someone is crying out somehow, oh, God, I don't have the job I had. Lord, I want to take care of my family. God, you know, we crying. What are we going to do? And when the food source is scarce, they're not delivering any food, and there's no food in the ground. The ground won't yield, for it has burnt and scorched up and misused the ground with chemicals and everything, and it won't yield anymore. What are you going to do? Who are you going to trust? You think you could trust the government source? They're in the same position, a predicament. This is a worldwide thing. You know my global ministry? That's some global wickedness, ain't it? Going on. And you feel you're in a wilderness without God. That's where you are, standing in the wilderness. Do you see yourself now? And now is time to start praying now. You should be praying right now, praying even as I speak. You should be calling on the name of the Lord. Don't let up. Don't let up. You want to escape everything, don't you? You want to get out of this stuff. Do you reckon you'd like to get on that ship that went up in space? Thinking you're going to get away? Think about you, how you thinking, how you want to fly away. You want to get out the mess. You want to, I pay money to go. They have traveled to space. What, you want to mess up there? You done messed up down here. Now you want to go up there and mess up stuff with your all those attitudes you have. I don't like this color. I don't like this race. I don't like this, and I don't eat that. And you go out to eat what they got up there, don't you think? See, you're going to have to be able to live that way. Have you lost your minds? People's minds have been seared by the devil. That's all. He's taking the minds of the people. He's turned you around. Well, you don't have no church to go through. What we going to do? Well, what did it say? Give ear to my prayer, O God. Isn't that what you do? Pray. This is the hour to pray. And if you jump down there, listen what he said in the 17th verse. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He said he going to hear your voice. But you got to do it. What did he say? Evening and morning. And noon. You pray. And when you pray, he going to hear your voice. What I want you to know today is that he will hear your voice, but you're going to have to cry aloud. Cry aloud at this hour. This is time out. Now, stop trying to be cute. Sedate, as they say. As we used to call it, sedity. Stop all that. Stop trying to be so highfalutin. I'm using them old-fashioned words. You know them highfalutin words. You, why you keep trying to be that way? You think God going to hear you because of your schooling? You think God going to hear you because you are an intellectual? Do you think God care whether you know Greek or Hebrew or whatever you're supposed to know? You don't just know what he told you to know. He gave you knowledge. Use it no matter how simple it may sound. When you look at things in the bottom line, it's still prayer you need to be doing. I'm still trying to understand of how these preachers is the preachers and don't have a prayer life. They say they good night prayers, now lay me down to sleep kind of prayers. You know them children prayers. That's the quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now lay me down to sleep. How that bang up a guy had to say, my soul to keep. How go? If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul a day. That's, and they say, go on to bed, go to sleep. But what did he say? Evening, morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. Say, and then he shall hear my voice. Can you follow those directions? Can you do it? Now I'm going to drop to the 19th. God shall hear and afflict them. Even he that abideth of old, Salah, because they have not, no changes. Therefore, they fear not God. They won't change. They ain't changed. So God hear you. Evening, morning, and noon. When you cry loud, you make that noise now. We told you, make a noise. Make a noise. I know people say, well, God's not deaf. That's what you say, God not deaf, right? What did he say? When I cry aloud, when I cry aloud, he shall hear my voice. Didn't he say? Did that sound like quiet? He said, aloud, he shall hear my voice. Now, I know you don't like this kind of message. You know, praise God, I don't know what you want to hear about the money, the houses, and all that stuff. Let me tell you one thing. I just throw this in, don't cost you nothing. When you serve God and you are a giver, God automatically bless you. You have increases. It's in his principle. Seed time and harvest is in his principle. The principle of getting is giving. You get. He provides daily benefits. He supplies what you need, your source that you need. Now, if you don't know that by now, then you better start all over again. He is your source. But you got to cry. See? He going to afflict them, the enemy. The enemy going to pay for what he's doing to you.
Come on now.
See? The enemy going to pay for that. See, now, you don't want nothing to happen to them, really. Well, maybe you do, depending on who you are. God takes care of your enemy. Okay? Now, I told you, I always be jumped down and now, you know, over here and there. Dad, Dad, you want to, was that somebody want to say something?
No.
Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. You know, the line is open for it. See? Because they ain't changed. You thought they changed. And, oh, my God, they're your friend all of a sudden and everything. And they still the same. You ain't going to pay attention when God tell you to leave them alone. Oh, that's my friend.
Come on, man.
Oh, that's my family.
Come on, man.
Listen, sometimes your children can be an enemy.
Yes, they can.
See? And you don't understand that. Look at David. David had his family trying to take his throne. Trying to kill him and take it. Son, huh? But he wouldn't put his hand to kill him, even though he was trying to kill him. Isn't that something? The father loved his son, no matter how bad they are, wicked they are. They love him. Hmm? But if I can't live with you, if he can't live with him, he got to, you know, live somewhere else, but not with me, because you're trying to kill me. Have you seen how many grandmothers take in children that the parents didn't want, and then the grandchildren try to kill and kill the grandparent that take care of them? Feed them, clothe them. Hmm? See what I'm saying? Enemy can be right in your household.
Yeah.
Hmm? When God say enemy, he didn't tell you who is and who ain't you really your enemy. You can find that out yourself. As long as you serve God and when you are doing good and right things for God, they're going to resent it. Don't ask me why. That's one of them whys you better put in your book. See, there's so many whys. But God will keep covenant with you. Now, just because they don't want to be in covenant with God, don't you break yours for them. Because they want to know how you blessed all the time. Why every time I see you got money? Why every time I see you got a refrigerator full of food and all of this stuff? That's because you know what to do. You know how to listen to God, obey God, hear God, and give. See, people forget them offerings, them tithes, the priest offerings. They forget all the offerings that God have to give because they too busy talking about, well, listen here, I got to do this for myself. I got to look out for myself. And then when myself don't have nothing else no more, then you mad with the person that got something. Could be your sister, your brother, or anybody you're upset with. Hmm? If they got more than you. Actually, you don't know whether they have more than you. It just looked like they got more than you. Why? Because the blessings of God is over them and the favor of God is upon them, and their bank account could be just as flat. Everybody don't have to tell you they broke. You understand? I wouldn't tell you I'm broke. Listen, God tell you I'm broke. God tell you I'm broke because, you know, before I got on here, praise the Lord, amen, I was saying what? And God say, you just tell them. Say, there's many on this broadcast that God done told you to send me something. And they ain't sent it yet. Huh? You got excuse after excuse. Well, I'm not one going to beg you, and I'm not going to try to make it because you miss your blessing. See? you miss your blessing. Every time someone follows instructions from God, they get everything they need and they desire. Let me tell you, I like to tell this. They ain't told it. They won't tell it. I guess, I don't know. They don't want nobody get looking at them funny and then talking stupid stuff. But when God spoke to me to speak to all the people that left their homes and jobs down from Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, and said that each one of them, if you do, God was going to bless them with new jobs, more money, new homes, and cars. And each one of them had got exactly that. Hear me? They got jobs, making good money, nice money, cars, homes, I mean new homes, homes built from the bottom, from the ground up.
Yes.
You hear what I'm saying? See? Because when you think there's nothing to it, because, well, they ain't mega. I am mega myself. Everything to do with God, when he say be great, do greater things than he did. In other words, he gave you power to overcome any obstacle that was in your way, and that he was the one to bless you to be great. See, he's the one to bless you to be great. You ain't did nothing to get great. I did nothing to be great. Well, I don't know you. Well, do you know the Holy Ghost? If you know the Holy Ghost, then you know me. Okay? You see? That's the way it is. Stop going around trying to make an excuse not to do what you're supposed to do. Now, you know who you are on listening. I don't care if you in Nairobi, whatever it is God told you to send, you should get the address and send it. When the engineer here gives you the address, write it down on a piece of paper and send it. He didn't say how much. He said send an offering and a blessing. Be a blessing. See? Be a blessing. Because one somebody, I know one, was supposed to send $500. You say in this age? In this age, he told you before this age here started to send the $500. So now it roll over to this age, you still didn't do it, so now you want him to take care of you in this season. How can he take care of you if you don't do what he tell you to do, so that he can multiply your increase, so that you can get more than you ever thought you would be able to have, and have whatever you needed to have? See? Even in the scarceness of the hour, God will provide. Listen, think about the woman of Zarephath. Think about all those people that were benefited from the man of God time when there was nothing in at all. That God fed. The widow that God fed. Had enough until the drought was over, the famine was over. Years she was fed, she was taken care of. And people want to know, Remember the king called the woman in and asked, is it true? He want to know, I heard about it, but is it true? You want to hear about it today. You are asking, is it true? When it seems like you don't have anything, you know how you get it? Give your way out. You give your way out. Do you hear what I'm saying? You can do that. But you don't believe it, do you? Oh, they just trying to take my money. Ain't nobody taking nothing. You giving it. They ain't in your bank account taking nothing. Well, now, if you don't watch out, these crooks would. See, they know how to get in there. I wouldn't even try anything like that. God's people don't do underhand things like that. Because what? He's looking for God to hear they cry when they cry. When they get afflicted, they're looking for God to do what? To take charge. Bring them out. When the devil start hammering on them every which way, they're looking for God to break it loose, break them through. See? Everything that the devil do. I know, the message, it just got me, see. And this morning when I got up, I was thinking about this word in the 56th chapter. What he say? I'll just do the first verse, and then I'll jump down to what the one I want. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me. He's fighting daily oppresses me. Huh. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that light against me. O thou most high. Don't you have a lot of enemies? You know you got a lot of enemies. And sometimes I was afraid. He said, I'm afraid, I'll trust thee. Even when I get afraid, I'm trusting. But I'm going to tell you the word that was resonating in my spirit all the morning. And I was saying it. Go in the bathroom and I was saying it. I was saying it. Come out, I was saying it. And drink a little coffee, I was saying. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fail what flesh can do unto me. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I will put my trust in him. I was saying that. And then it say, every day they rush my words. Now they trying to keep me from saying God's words. The enemy try that. You know he press upon your mind not to do what you're supposed to do.
Come on now.
He press upon your mind all the time. He gets in your mind. And you allow him to take space in there by thinking those thoughts, instead of changing the way you think. See? Change the way you think. Now, I'll drop down here. This is my favorite one. This way I really started with that. In God will I, see, said it again. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. Oh, Lord, have mercy. There I go again. Every time I say that, that do something to me. In God will I put my trust. In God's word, huh? Hallelujah. In God's word will I put my trust. Would you do that today? Huh? Will you do that today, the Lord, at any cost? It may cost some people in your lives. They're not going to like you because you believe in God and you trust his word. They're not going to do that. Do you see? They won't. I'm going to tell you right now. They will not. You say, what you mean you was thinking of this? When I begin to think of this word, I thought about it. I thought about when the scripture said here in the 56th chapter, thou tellest my wanderings, put down my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? And I say, okay, God, you have told us many times how you bottle up our tears. He remembers every tear that falls from your eyes. Every tear that falls from your eyes is written in the book. Do you get it? Every time the wicked ones, the enemies, try their best to persuade you, it's written down when you overcame. But you overcame by the word of God, and you overcame by the trust you have in God. Do you get it?
Come on, man.
That's when you overcame. And it was written in the book. They overcame. Look, that's an overcomer. Look, they are in my image and my likeness. God tells somebody, look at him. Have you looked at them? I can trust them. I can trust them to keep my word. I can trust them to walk right when things are going wrong.
Come on now.
I can trust them to praise my name. They're not going to praise themselves or the other person. They're going to praise my name regardless of how you threaten them. Your wicked one is always trying to threaten you, ain't it? Don't the devil try to threaten you? You going to lose this, and you going to lose that, and, start the worrying. He didn't tell you to start worrying. You start praying and worshiping God and lifting his name up. That's what you do. You don't sit up and start the worrying, because worrying ain't going to get you nowhere but deeper in whatever you in. Worry sinks you. You oppress. And you get so oppressed sometime until you want to end your life. You don't just want to fly away. You want to kill yourself where you won't be no more, won't have to think about it no more. Well, now I don't know what you're going to think about when you get in hell.
Jesus.
Lord, can you send me back? Send me back so I can get it right. No, you had a chance. Plenty of people have told you about me, told you to trust me. You trust me today and tomorrow you doubt me. Wishy-washy. He said in the word, unstable man is unstable in all his ways. He ain't just unstable in one thing. Everything he do is unstable. Today to let God be exalted in your life and the glory of God do what? Surrounds you that you become what? The glory carrier. That's what you become. Because he said, let thy glory be above all the earth. And when that glory is above the earth and the glory in you, awake up my glory. Awake up my glory. He waking up your glory that you become a glory carrier. Do you get it? When he wake, he praise him. He sang songs. He magnified. I love that. Do you see how good God is? Can you see? He's on your side. Now you you see why he said in the New Testament, even he would start telling you, he said, he given to you power over all the power of the enemy, because he wants you to be able to say, like David said in these Psalms, when he sang these songs and wrote these songs down, he had them just for you when you get into different situations. You have a word for every situation that occur in your life, no matter how bad it may seem, how it seems like you don't have no way to go or you don't know what to do. When you don't know what to do, you just start praising God. When you don't know what to do, you just do the only thing that's left is hallelujah anyhow. Glorify God, because God is glorifying you, and he wants you to glorify him, that he may be glorifying all of us. And that's the story of love. You know that song, old song, that's the story and that's the glory of love. Isn't that wonderful? I forgot who wrote that song. That's an old song. I mean, that my mind went way back. But remember now, when we cry, God that performeth all things for you, 57th song. I like that. He performeth all things for you. He made it for you. It's for you. So why you worried? Why you despair about this, that, and the other? Anybody, everybody in town. Huh? God want you to trust him. That's why David always say, I put my trust in you. Now, you wouldn't think it when the stuff he did. You would think he didn't trust God. But he repented right quickly because he knew. He knew it wasn't nothing but the devil, the wicked one coming in to destroy him. That's, if he did it to David, he'd do it to you. And you ain't king nobody, but you are a priestly person. God made you a priestly person. See? And if he did, he wants you to trust him. He's the governor over you, president over you, the pope over you, priest over you. He over everything. He is the high tower and a high title. He is the highest title there is. God is. Because he made everything. Now cast your cares upon him. He told you. He's for you. And if he's for you, he's more than the whole world against you. Now remember that. If you don't remember nothing else, God is more than the whole world against you. I don't care how many devils come against you. And believe me, they coming by the dozen now. Do you know he's loose in the earth, all over the land, and he ain't prejudiced at all. The devil is not prejudiced, people. He don't care who you are, how much money you got, what color you are. He does not care. He's looking for what? The familiar spirit that he can get in and use. Do you get it? This is what he's doing today. And you sitting by letting him, when God has given you power over the power of the enemy. And you allow him. You open up and let him in. You let some person that don't know God talk to you and tell you, if I was you, I wouldn't give no money. This is a postseason. It's a postseason for you because you don't trust God. But when you trust God, it's not a postseason. It's a season of increase. Don't you see all through the Bible, every time a famine come, his people be fed? And do you see, I'm going to say this and I'm going to hurry. Do you, have you noticed, think about Joseph, think about Joseph. Famine, famine, famine all over the place. Do you see how he moved Joseph around and it looked like the enemy was trying to destroy him, but God had to center him into his destiny whereby he'll be taken care of and he can take care of other people in the time of famine? Hello. Did you see that? Read the story. My God, I just love Joseph. Hallelujah. I'm going to wind up, you know, praise God today, because I just love it when you get in the scripture and the scripture tell you, you can cry, then he tell you, cry loud, cry loud. You say, why? He say, cry loud. He gonna make sure he got the right voice too, ain't he? When you cry real loud to God, when the enemy has come against you, did you know he going to distinguish, that's one of my children crying. Mm-hmm. That ain't no faith. That's my child. I liked when he say, I belong to him. You know, there's so many scriptures that tell you that you belong to God. God claims you. I need to preach that message on that. God claimed me, so I know who I am. Jesus. Hey, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Well, you know, I'm getting ready to get it, let Sister Diane hold it, because the more I look in these few scriptures here today, I keep going over and over and over and over, and I keep seeing some new stuff in them that I didn't see before. Praise the Lord. Amen. But it's beautiful to know. It's encouraging to me. You know, every time something, God get the blessing, he'll strike my son. He'll strike Michael real bad, and he get very, very bad. And what is he saying? He finna take care. The first thing he tell me, I'm finna take him from you. I'm finna take him. See, that's what he do. He don't care who he mess with. He mess with me too. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me too. See, there's no one that's exempt. From the highest to the lowest, you're not exempt. He starts something in this ministry. He starts on everybody in the ministry. Because what? We had got a foothold going forward. We ain't backing back. We ain't stepping down. We ain't giving up. We pressing on. Do you hear what I'm saying? And he don't like it. The devil don't like it. And he struck everyone in this. In the family, if you want to say that, struck everyone in this ministry. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. Me, ain't he a mean devil? We gonna get him, ain't he? We gonna frustrate him. We gonna aggravate him by doing what? Trusting God. Oh, come on, somebody. You're going to trust God today from this day. Father, in the name of Jesus, we send forth trust to the people that are listening now, that they will trust and obey. Father, they'll do all that you command them to do. And Father, we ask a special blessing upon them, those that are willing to step out and give according as you have told them. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, Lord, we speak to every evil force that come against them, every familiar spirit that try to take over them right now. In the name of Jesus, get off of them right now. In the name of Jesus, today, you will not have them because they belong to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we send forth that mighty overcoming hand of God upon them now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare it right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome word that came forth from Apostle Porter today. Let me tell you, it brought back so much, you know, since I've been in this ministry, especially when she said about, you know, people talk about not staying on one subject, you know, being all over the place. Let me tell you something. I thank God that God was mindful of me, and he said he's mindful of me, okay? Because I remember when I was going through my divorce many years, even before the divorce started, and you come into church and you thinking that everybody in there see and know what you're going through. They're talking or whispering. That was nothing but the enemy. When you're ready to give up, when you're ready to give up on everything, and you see God was so mindful to just change the message that was coming forth just for me, I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for changing that message. Thank you for encouraging me. He used the woman of God to change that message and give a testimony about what she went through in her previous marriage. And the words encouraged me. I looked and I said, if she can do it, I can do it too. So never mind whether that message that is coming forth is change. It's change because the person there needs to hear that word. It's not about you. They need to hear that word. They may be crying out to God. Hear the word say, give ear to my prayer, O God. They was praying before they came to church. They've been praying day in and day out, and they just happened to be there to hear that word, answered their prayer. He changed that message. He changed that message just for that one person. You may be ready to commit suicide right now. We cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus. And we said, trust in God. Pray. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He said he will fight against those that fight against you. Can you trust today? Can you believe today that the God that you serve, the God that you hear people talk about, can do that? He can do all things if we trust and believe. Pray to him. You may go. Your child may be going through something right now. Pray. You may be ready to give up right now, having a hard time at your job. Pray. Your enemy may feel like they're triumphing over you right now. Pray. We have something that we say. We salute the divinity of God, and you call that person name and send them love. And you continue saying it, and you continue saying it until you feel that release. Every time that person comes to your mind, you call their name. I salute the divinity of God, and whoever it is, I send them love. You continue to say it. It's not for them, it's for you. You're speaking to the God in them. That's who you're speaking to. Trust in God today. Know that God is merciful. I don't care what you're out there doing. It's time now to stop. Stop. We do not know the day. We do not know the time. We do not know the hour that it will be our day that he stands in front of you and says, it's time now. Are you going to be ready? We are in a pandemic right now. What are you going to do? Continue doing what you're doing? Time to change your mindset today. Call upon God. You may have a family member that you know that is doing wrong,
or that you know that is sick? Are you going to intercede today for that person? Are you going to intercede today for your enemy, knowing that that is nothing but the enemy operating in them? Are you going to do it today? This word today, give ear to my prayer, O God. Hear my prayer, O God. Hear my prayer, O God. Have mercy upon my unsaved loved one. Have mercy upon those that call themselves my enemy, O God. Pray to God. Cry out. Cry out with a sincere heart. He knows. He knows everything that you're going through. Tell it to him today. We don't need fancy words to have a conversation with God. Tell it to him today. And I tell you what, there is no loss in God. There is no loss in God. And every time that it was told to sow a seed, you sow that seed. And let me tell you, God moves. You may need God to take care of a bill for you. Touch and heal someone. That seed that you sow, name that seed. When you name it, trust and believe that it's already done. I just thank God today for the word. I continue to thank him daily for the word. We don't know him just on Wednesday and Thursday. We don't just know him on Sunday. You know him every day, 24/7, 365. You know him. You call upon him. So you know what? For those of you that have Zelle, go ahead and type logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. And the name is Logion. INT, or visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. And I dare you today to just go on any one of those today and plant that seed. And in notes, we do ask you specify in notes today what you're doing. I'm planting this seed into the woman of God's life. I'm planting this seed today for my child. I'm planting this seed today to come out of whatever it is that I'm going into, I'm about to go into. You plant that seed today and trust God and see if God won't move today. See if he won't move. Trust God today in all that you do. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Trust in his word. Till then, you tune in tomorrow to Block Talk Radio. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell an enemy. Text it. Message it. Do whatever you have to do. You want to listen to this recording again? Share it to someone. Visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries on Facebook, and you can just click on that link. You know how you can highlight that link, you can send it in Messenger, you can share it on your page. Do so today. Don't be selfish. So you be blessed and have a wonderful day.
On my mind, searching for that peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop,
I stop worrying,
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let God,
let
him have,
let God have.
God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.